إن الحمد لله نحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره، أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. This is held, His guidance and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides into Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For who you believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. And be aware that this speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. Inshallah, today, Tuesday, which is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula for the year 1419, after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 25th of August 1998, and this constitutes our 25th class dealing with the book Bulugh al-Maram in Adillat al-Ahkam, al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah. The book which translated to English, Attainment of the Objective. This is our 25th class today, and this is the second part of Salatul Tatawwu', the optional prayer. Salatul Tatawwu', which is the voluntarily prayer. Any Salah besides the 5-time obligatory prayer that the Muslim performs seeking the pleasure of Allah is called Salat al-Tatawwu', that he do it voluntarily in his own. And we had stated last week the importance and the excellence and the virtue of making Salat al-Tatawwu' during the day as well during the night. This is one of the means of bringing us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And for those who want to draw closer to Allah, to do more optional prayer, as well as optional charity, as well as optional hajj, as well as optional fasting. The more optional deeds that you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will love you as a result of it. And we stated also the importance of salat wa tatawwa, because your salah and your prayer will be the fairest thing that will be questioned about it in the day of judgment. And as we understand that sometimes, it is not most of the time, that we have deficiency in our prayer due to our neglecting something of the parts of the prayer or arcanes of the prayer, or due to the forgetfulness and neglecting certain things, or that our mind will go and be daydreaming about different things. So as a result of this, that our obligatory prayer, it doesn't be in the best way to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it has some deficiency. So it comes here the importance of salat al-tatawwa, the optional prayer, that the optional prayer will serve like a badge to make up for this missing or for this deficiency or this defect that happened in the obligatory prayer. So it is very important that we always try to have optional prayer to make up for the short that happens in our obligatory prayer, so we can be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. We explained last week that salat, tatawwa, the optional prayer, there is many kind of it. Some of it like salat al-duha, some of it is like the two raka'at or the four raka'at you pray before Dhuhr as well after Dhuhr. The salat that you make it for istikhara, seeking Allah's guidance, is also tatawwa, optional prayer. The two raka'at that you perform it when you enter the masjid, this, which is some scholars they call it tahiyyat al-masjid, the greeting of the mosque, is also the tatawwa, optional prayer. The tahajjud and qiyam al-layl during the night, this is optional prayer. The salat al-tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat al-witr, the salah raghibat al-fajr, the sunnah before the morning prayer. All these things comes under the category of salat al-tatawwa. We give also some differences concerning salat al-tatawwa and obligatory prayer. That the salat al-tatawwa, you can make it sitting, in sitting position, even if there's nothing wrong with your health, with your body. In salat al-tatawwa, if you choose to pray sitting down, you can. The salat still acceptable, will be less reward, but the salah is still acceptable. The optional prayer that you may pray in your ride, while you're in your car, on your donkey, whatever it is, you can perform it, okay? Even if you have the means and the ways and the time to stop your vehicle and make it. Also, we say that it's recommended, very highly recommended, that you make the optional prayer in your house. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about the life, the blessings, the rewards, that by performing the optional prayer in your house, and he said, don't make your house like a graveyard. Because the grave is a place which is neglected from the remembrance of Allah, from the prayer, and we shouldn't let our houses turn to be graveyards, the similarity between this and that, that there is no remembrance of Allah there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best place to pray, your optional prayer, is your house. And if there's no recitation of the Quran in your house, there's no salah there, so now the house will turn to be like a graveyard. As well as other differences that we, inshallah, those who would like to know more, we can refer them to the tape number 24 from the last class. What we're supposed to be doing today, inshallah, this is supposed to be part 2, since we're not able to finish all the hadith. We had approximately about 50 hadith to discuss last week, and we're not able to finish all of them. But before, inshallah, I start part 2, I would like to go over again the classification of the ahadith due to some mistakes that I made last week. So if anybody has the book, you may write in your book. If not, I will give you the number of hadith, inshallah, and that you will record the number of hadith and the degree of the hadith. And whenever you have your book, you can apply this to it, inshallah. So, we talked last week in a chapter called Salat al-Tatawwu', chapter 9, page 129, and this is under voluntarily prayer. The first hadith, which is hadith number 280, page 129. This hadith by Rabi'a ibn Ka'f, and this hadith is authentic. Hadith 280 is authentic. Hadith number 281, reported by Ibn Umar, page 130. The hadith is sahih, authentic. Hadith number 282, reported by Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her. Hadith number 282, reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is authentic, sahih. The next hadith, which also reported by Aisha, hadith number 283 in page 131, the hadith is authentic. Hadith 284, reported by Habiba, the hadith is authentic. And the other version of the hadith, which is by At-Tirmidhi, is authentic. Hadith number 285. Hadith number 285, page 131, reported by Ibn Umar. Reported by Ibn Umar. The hadith is good. Hasan. Page 132. Hadith number 286. By Abdullah ibn Mughassal. The hadith is authentic. Hadith is authentic. Hadith number 287. In page 131. Before this was page 132, in the bottom there is another version which is reported by Muslim, and the Sahabi who narrated is Anas. This hadith is authentic. Page 133, hadith 287, hadith number 287, page 133, the hadith is authentic.
Hadith number 288, the same page, and reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 289, reported by Aisha, is authentic. Next hadith, 290, reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the hadith is sahih, authentic. Next hadith, 291, reported by Ibn Umar, the hadith is authentic. Next page, page 134, hadith reported by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Hadith number 292, hadith is authentic. Next hadith, 293, reported by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, is authentic. And I think this was the last hadith that we had mentioned last week. Yarhamukullah. Okay. Hadith number 294. Reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib. This hadith is authentic. Hadith number 295, page 135. Hadith number 295, reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah. The hadith is weak, ba'if. Hadith Kharija, 296, reported by Kharija, 296. Hadith is authentic. Okay. With all these 4 or 5 hadith, the last one that I mentioned starting in 293 concerning the witr. The witr prayer is one of the optional prayer. It's very, very strong recommending. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't use to neglect this prayer even if he traveling. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shortened the prayer for the traveling, the traveler, to make it easier for him. But still the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the witr. And this is to show us the importance of this salah. But nevertheless, it's not going to take it to the must or obligatory, but it's very strong recommended. And the Salatul Witr, which is an odd number prayer, it can be 1, it can be 3, it can be 5, it can be 7, it can be 9, okay? All this will be a form of Salatul Witr, okay? So the minimum is that you pray 1 rak'ah, okay? And you can add, or you can pray in a different form, that you pray 5 rak'ah, that without any sitting, except in the 4th rak'ah. The 4th rak'ah, you will sit for tashahud, you will get up again, make 1 rak'ah, and after this you make tashahud and make the sleep, And this is the way how you're going to make the width 5 or 7 or 9. Okay? Also, this ahadith shows you the importance of the prayer and how that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he indicates in hadith number 296, which is reported by Kharija. Said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَمَدَّكُمْ بِصَلَاةٍ هِيَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ حُمُرٍ النَّعَمِ. Okay? Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a prayer. Allah the Exalted has given you an extra prayer, which is better for you than the red camel. Okay? And the red camel in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or among the Arab people, is considered that the highest property, the highest form of property that you can be owning. Like a rich person, a millionaire person, or whatever you want to call among them, he will have this type of camel, we call it the red camel. Okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing you how great the reward, and he tried to show the Sahaba and related to them to what he understands. So he compared it and say that it's not equal, but he said it's better that one of you possess this kind of camel. And they asked him, O Prophet of Allah, which prayer? He said, ما بين صلاة العشاء إلى طلوع الفجر. Okay? So he also indicates the time for the witr prayer. Regardless how many rak'ahs that you're going to perform it, okay? That he said that the time for it is between Salat al-Isha, and which is the last prayer during your day or the night, and Salat al-Fajr, which is the first prayer that you do it in the morning. So at any time between this time, you can perform Salat al-Witr. Hadith number 297. عن عبد الله بن بريدة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الوتر حق فمن لم يوتر فليس منا. Okay. This hadith number 297 is weak. Okay. But for a general information, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whosoever do such and such is not one of us, is not part of my community," does not mean that this turned him to a kafir. Okay? As example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that whosoever deceives is not one of us. Okay? Does not mean that he's not one of us. That means he is a kafir. But the manner of deceiving, lying, cheating is not the mannerism of the Muslim. It's not what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. So when you do something, you're doing something different from the community of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because a lot of Muslims, they make a mistake in a hadith like this when you see some kind of indication like what's happening in this hadith. Okay? Let's see how he translated here. The witr is a duty, so who does not offer it is not among us. So this is the term I'm using, okay? Or I'm concerned about. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whosoever do such and such is not among us or not one of us, does not mean he is became a kafir or became non-Muslim. But that means the way how he's behaving, he is not behaving in the manner that's supposed to be as a Muslim. Okay? But anyway, as we indicated, this hadith is da'if. The next hadith, hadith number 298 in page number 137 from the book Bulugh al-Maram. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم every night he used to get up for tahajjud. And he used to make what? 11 rak'at. Okay, how many? 11 rak'at. This is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with not only the number of rak'at, but the manner, how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray this rak'at? And she said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ. What can be said about their beauty and length? That don't question, that means it's beyond even description. How the prayer used to be beautiful, he used to take his time, recite the long surahs, okay? He prayed four and four. And this does not mean that he used to join the four rak'at together. But the possibility that he may rest in after the four. Okay? But like from other hadith, we learn that the salah during the night, we mentioned this hadith before, is what? Two. Okay? You pray two rak'at and you make taslim. Two rak'at, taslim out. Two rak'at, taslim out like this. Okay? But here she say arba'a because after four rak'at, he used to take like a rest, okay? So, this is what she's talking about. But this four rak'at, the Prophet ﷺ used to make it, it used to be very beautiful, recitation, taking his time, calling in Allah, all these things. And after this, he made four, and after this, four, this is eight. And after this, he used to make what? Three. So this will be the witr. Okay, he makes the witr here what? Three rak'at. So the total will be what? 11. 11 rak'at. So she questioned him, O Prophet of Allah, do you sleep before he makes witr? Okay? Because it seems that from the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sometimes that he will sleep before he makes the witr. Okay? So she said to him, do you sleep before he makes witr? So, he told her about one of his speciality, his speciality, that my eye does sleep, but my heart doesn't go sleep. Okay? In its sense that be with Allah, remember Allah as a human being, his eye does sleep, but does not mean that his heart is neglectful, to neglectful to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if his eyes is closed and sleeping. Okay? So it doesn't matter, even if I want to sleep, okay, my heart is still remembering Allah and mentioning the name of Allah, and I'm not neglecting the remembrance of Allah. And this is also shows us the permissibility of sleeping before he making the witr, which more explanation will come about it. In another narration, okay, also in Bukhari and Muslim, the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray 10 rak'at. And after this, he will make witr with sajda. And when he say make witr with sajda, mean a rak'ah. Okay, does not mean the witr will be one sajda only, but he talks about the part, meaning the whole thing. Okay, because there is no salah with one sajda only. So, the Prophet ﷺ, this is two ways. He prays four, he rests in, and after this he makes with three rak'at together. Or, he made two, rest in, two rak'at, and after this he will get up. After he has been out, he will make one rak'at by itself, and this will be the odd number, which is the witr prayer. And وَيَرْفَعْ رَكْعَتَيْ الْفَجْرِ فَتِلْكَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشْرَ رَكْعَةً. And he made the two rak'ah, the sunnah of fajr. So the total prayer he made it during the night will be what? Will be 13 if you add the two rak'ah before the morning prayer. Okay? But without mentioning the morning sunnah, that means he made how many rak'ah? 11 rak'at during the night. Hadith number 299. عنها means Aisha also. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 13 ركعة يوتر من ذلك بخمس لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. Okay. In this narration, hadith number 299. Hadith is authentic. Reported by Aisha. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 13 rak'ah during the night. 13 rak'ah during the night. And his witr used to be 5 rak'ahs. This is another form to make the witr. لا يجلس في شيء إلا في آخرها. And sitting only during the last of them. That means he will make 5 rak'ahs with 1 tashahud in the end. Okay? 5 rak'ahs with 1 tashahud in the end. This is another form of the witr. And all of them from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith number 300, page 137. وعنها is also reported from Aisha. And this shows us also the necessity or the importance of women learning their deen and transferring the deen. Okay? Because Abu Huraira was not there, Anas was not there, who was there with Aisha radiallahu anha. And the necessity of the women to get the knowledge and convey the knowledge. So the women in Al-Islam, they're responsible like the men to study, to learn, to practice, and to convey the message in a form of da'wah, like what I'm doing now, that we call it da'wah. So now what Aisha has given to us, this is a form of da'wah, okay? Transferring this knowledge. And this shows us the necessity of the sisters attending the classes, taking notice, learning these things, practicing, and give it to their children, or if their husband could not make the class, she will inform her husband. And later on, she will teach the Muslim, regardless whosoever this Muslim, in a form, writing, or conveying the message in any Islamic form. So this hadith for the third one, that after we found it also by Aisha radiallahu anha, that قالت من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وانتهى وتره إلى السحر. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make his witr at all times, in various different hours. And the last hour of the night. Okay? So that means any time you want to make your witr is permissible, acceptable. If you want to make it right away immediately after Salat al-Isha, you can do so. If you want to do it in the middle of the night, it's acceptable. If you want to get up before Fajr, 15 minutes and make it, it's still acceptable. And this see the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he performed the witr, the witr prayer, the ad prayer at all times. Okay? But he said that akhir, or the last thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed was what? After the last hour of the night, this is what he used to do in the end of his life. Page 138, hadith number 301. Hadith number 301 reported by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. Qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan. كان يقوم من الليل فترك صيام الليل. Hadith is authentic in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, don't be like so and so. Okay? He used to get up during the night and make salah, and now he's not doing it anymore. Okay? So that means it's a form of showing admonishment or encouragement. Admonishment about the person so and so who neglected an encouragement for Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, like he say, you look so and so your neighbor, you know what time you understand. Make sure you don't do this now, okay? So Rasulullah ﷺ by this hadith is showing us the importance of getting up during the night and make prayer. And even if a person can get up for two raka'at, only for two raka'at, will still consider for him Salat Qiyam al-Layl, inshallah. Hadith number 302. وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتروا يا أهل القرآن فإن الله وتر يحب الوتر. أوتروا يا أهل القرآن, أو people of the Quran, أو يا people who memorize the Quran, أو people who had received the Quran, أو who people who you supposed to act according to the Quran, is a form of encouragement. Okay? Do wetr. Practicing the prayer of wetr, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witr and He loves witr. Allah is odd, Allah is one, and He loves this odd number prayer. This is another form of encouragement. And this is also shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this act. Otherwise, it means what? Allah loves the person who does the act. Okay? Allah loves the person who does it, the witr prayer. And all people of the Quran, so that means the Prophet ﷺ said, remember you the people who received this Quran, so you should make witr, because the witr is something which is one, rak'ah, and Allah is one, and Allah loves this oneness. Okay? So it's a form of encouragement. The hadith is authentic. The next hadith, 303, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. That means if a person gets up during the night and he praying, so the last thing should be what? Should be an odd number. وعليكم السلام. An odd number. Make the last of your prayer at night a witr. Okay? That don't make it to be a two rak'at, dual, but always when you're about to finish, make what? Make the last of your prayer during the night to be a single rak'ah. And the hadith is authentic. Okay? Hadith number 303. Hadith number 303. Is in the collection of Al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhim. Hadith number 304. Hadith reported by Talq ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, la wutrani fi layla. The hadith is authentic. The hadith is the collection of Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, An-Nisa'i, Ibn Hibban, and Ibn Khuzayma. Sheikh Al-Albani, Hafizahullah, says the hadith is authentic. Okay? That Rasulullah said, shouldn't be two witr in the same night. Okay? It's only one witr during the night. You don't pray two witr. Okay? So you perform your witr when you know that you are not going to get up anymore, or you are about to go to sleep. So now this is the last prayer, now you perform witr. Okay? And if it happens that the person got up, for whatever reason, you could not go to sleep, or you have something disturbing you, and you fail to pray more, okay, because sometimes the person gave forth, they have things in their mind, you could not sleep, disturbing them, and you feel that the best way that you perform a prayer is good. You pray in two, but you don't make a witr, okay? Because you already had made witr before. Hadith number 305, reported by Ubay ibn Ka'an. Allah be pleased with him. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوتر بسبح اسم ربك الأعلى. وقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي وزاد ولا يسلم إلا في آخرهن. Hadith which is recorded by Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, and telling us about the manner of recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salatul Witr, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, glorify the name of your Lord the Most High. Surah was 87. Surah 87. And قل يا أيها الكافرون and قل هو الله أحد. That means he will recite surah in each rak'ah. He will make three rak'ah with one tasleem in the end of the three. Okay? This hadith is authentic. Hadith number 2. In another narration here, in the Imam al-Tirmidhi, which reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, كل سورة في ركعة, that he used to recite each surah in one ركعة, وفي الأخيرة قل هو الله أحد والمعوذتين. Okay? This is another form of recitation, that the last ركعة he will say what? قل هو الله أحد and قل أعوذ برب الفلق and قل أعوذ برب الناس. Hadith number 306 reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا. أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, offer the prayer of witr before the morning come to you. As we explained before, that the time for witr is from Isha until Salat al-Fajr. Okay? So, before the Fajr is in, this is the time for it. ولابن حبان من أدرك الصبح لم يوتر فله فلا وتر له. That the one that morning comes to him and he did not make water, so there is no wit for him. And this narration also is authentic. Page 140, hadith number 307. وعنه, that mean أبي سعيد الخدري again, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نام عن الوتر أو نسيه فليصلي إذا أصبح أو ذكر. So that means the hadith before this, okay, was talking about person who intentionally neglecting the witr, okay, until morning came to him. But this hadith 307, which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and the hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood, and the hadith is authentic. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that whosoever overslept or forgot to make his water, let him do it as soon as he remember or when he get up. As example, a person, his habit to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, make his tahajjud, make his witr. And for some reason, that he was tired, so he overslept. So whenever he gets up, he will perform the witr prayer, will be recorded for him as a witr, he will get the reward. Or that a person may forget. He forgot that he performed the witr. And now he's sitting, this is the Dhuhr time, as example, and for some reason, things going in his mind, thinking about what's happening, and he remember that before he make his water, the phone rang, he went to get the phone, he went in this conversation, and after this he went to sleep, he forgot to make water. So now it's Zuhri time, he remember now, he can make his water whenever he remember it. Okay? Hadith. And as I said, this hadith is authentic. The next hadith, which is by Jabir, hadith number 308. By Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him. من خاف ألا يقوم من آخر الليل فليوتر أولا ومن طمع أن يقوم آخرا فليوتر آخر الليل فإن صلاة آخر الليل مشهودة وذلك أفضل. Hadith reported by Jabir in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is, if one of you afraid that he may not get up in the latter part of the night, he should offer the witr in the first part of it, of the night. And if anyone is urged, eager, or he either, or he have hope, strong intention to get up in the last part of it, means the night, he should offer the witr at the end of the night. Why? Because the prayer at the end of the night is witnesses. Okay? The angels will be present. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night. So it's much preferably if you know that you will get up to delay your witr prayer. But for some reason that you doubt it, so you better go ahead and do it before you go to sleep. Hadith number 309 عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا طلع الفجر فقد ذهب وقت كل صلاة الليل والوتر فأوتروا قبل طلوع الفجر. This hadith has some kind of defect in the isnad, although the meaning of the hadith is authentic or is correct. Okay? And we had mentioned already a hadith before related to the same meaning, that the witr prayer is from Isha until up to Fajr time, but if Fajr is in, that is not the time for witr anymore, so pray witr before the Fajr prayer. The grade of the hadith, as I said, had lean. This is the Arabic term, like a defect of in the isnad. So the hadith in the collection of Tirmidhi and in the Musannif of Abd al-Razzaq. And Tirmidhi said that Sulaiman ibn Musa is the only one narrated it by this wording. But the person Sulaiman, there is some problem with it. In actuality, he did not say anything about except that he leaves. Okay? So he left it like this. Okay? But the meaning of the hadith is correct because we had mentioned other hadith before about it. Hadith number 310 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى أربعا ويزيد ما شاء الله. This hadith which reported again by عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, narrating about Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم making صلاة الضحى four ركعات. صلاة الضحى is some of, one of the optional prayers. صلاة الضحى
to be prayed after sunrise, approximately about half an hour or 20 minutes, okay? And before the time of Zawal, you don't wait until the sun be in the middle of the sky, because it's forbidden to pray during this time, okay? So we say as example, like from after sunrise, half an hour, until any time before Zuhr, about 20 minutes approximately, okay? But it's better to make it earlier. This calls Salat al-Duha, the forenoon, what you call, forenoon prayer, yes. And we have surah called Surah al-Duha, okay? And Salat al-Duha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith that he made it 4 rak'at, okay? And this hadith is authentic, which is in the collection of Imam Muslim. The next hadith, which is 311, that also from Aisha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only used to make Salat al-Duha when he comes from his traveling. Oh, this is part of hadith number 310, I'm sorry. Which is authentic. Okay? And the next hadith, which also is part of hadith number 310, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي صبحة الضحى. This is page 141, another version of Muslim had Aisha, radiallahu anha, I have never seen the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم offering Duha prayer, yet I offer it. The hadith is authentic, okay? And the other hadith, which is 311, they call it Salat al-Awwabin. Al-Awwabin, those who seek Allah's repentance, those who come back with repentance, or come back with a good deed again and again and again. Okay? So regardless that a person making a good deed, he keep repeating this good deed. Or that a person who commit a sin and come back to Allah seeking forgiveness, so Al-Awwabin, those who return. So this is a good title for this prayer, and it says that the time for it, when the young weaned camels feel the heat of the sun, because the little camels or young camels, they could not take the heat of the middle of the day. So this shows you that in the early part of the day. And hadith number 312, this hadith that mentioning that Rasulullah used to make it 12, this hadith is weak. And the last hadith in this chapter, hadith number 313, okay, this is hadith mursal. That means is not referred to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the tabi'i has referred without mentioning the name of the sahabi. This hadith number 313, and it shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made salat al-duha 8 rak'at. Okay, so that in actuality salat al-duha can be any number of the salah, okay? Because the first hadith mentioning about it, وَيَزِيدُ مَا يَشَاءُ. This hadith number 310. The Prophet ﷺ used to pray Duha 4 rak'at, and he will add to it whatever he wants. So, in actuality, you can make a Duha 4 rak'at, 2 and 2, 2 to clean out, 2 to clean out, or you can make it 6, 8, whatever number.
One thing I want to say before I close about the virtues of Salatul Duha. This hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the meaning is, يُصْبِحُ عَلَى كُلِّ سَلَامًا مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ صَبَقًا. That each limb or each joint, you call this joint, each joint of your body, you have to pay a tax or pay a sadaqah, okay, for each joint. It is a due upon every joint of your body, okay. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, فَقُلْ لِتَسْبِيحَ صَدَقَةً وَقُلْ لِتَحْمِيلَ صَدَقَةً أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةً وَنَهَيْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةً. That a person, he has to pay this sadaqah, charity, for each limb, for each joint of your body, which is approximately about 360 some, is it? Joint in your body. Maybe you ask Dr. Sheikh when he comes. But it's approximately something around this number, 360. Join in your Surah Al-Salam said, when you say Subhanallah is a charity for you, Alhamdulillah is a charity for you, Allahu Akbar is sadaqah for you, to join the good is sadaqah, to forbid the bad is sadaqah, and said, and suspect that mean every time you say Subhanallah, that mean you had pay your tax for one joint. Okay? You free one joint. You already pay the shukr and the thankful to Allah in each one, by saying Subhanallah Alhamdulillah. And sufficient or equal to pay all this by making what? Two raka'at during the duha. So if we make two raka'at for the duha, this will be equivalent of paying to all the joints in your body. Did anybody understand anything what I'm saying? Okay, if you have any book, I didn't see it mentioned here in this book. I could not read it to you in English. But this is the best I can translate it for now. If you look in Riyadh al-Saliheen, you may find about virtues of making the optional prayer, Salatul Duha, you will find this hadith, inshallah, you can read it so you can understand it better. And Allah knows this. It was my intention to talk to you today about Salatul Jama'ah, but because the time for Maghrib is already in, and it seems that we're going to have to start the class earlier than 7 o'clock. So inshallah, hopefully, starting Tuesday coming, I know that some of you like to eat dinner before they come, so I'm not going to say 6:30, but at least I would like to start at 6:45 sharp, 6:45 sharp inshallah. And Allah knows this, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. For some reason, if I'm not here next Tuesday, inshallah, we'll ask Brother Rashan to take care of the class until I show up. Allah knows this. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I will encourage all of you to try to get this book. And to try to have a notebook with you when you come to the class and make a comments and notes over your book and in your notepad. So you can keep this. Listening to this, you'll forget it after a week or a month. And it is necessary that you learn this, so you practice and convey this message to others. So it is very important that you will get something, inshallah, to keep this knowledge and Allah knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all.